In today's gospel, we hear how Jesus, this great prophet, speaks with authority and cleanses the man with the unclean spirit at Capernaum. As I said when I introduced the scripture passages today, we hear promise to Moses in Deuteronomy about how a prophet will come from our midst, one like the rest of us. And as Paul wrote, Jesus was like the rest of us in all things but sin. And Jesus was a common person, a regular person who fished with his buddies, walked on the roads, tripped on rocks, had to duck underneath tree branches. He was a carpenter helping his dad. But he was also the Son of God. And he spoke with an authority like no one else. So the scribes, when they taught, they would refer to the teaching. And when they taught, they would refer to what the Lord had written. Whereas Jesus, with his authority, said, I am the Word of God. I am the one who is the teaching. I am the teacher. He doesn't have to refer to somebody else's authorities. Like the scriptures said, I refer to the authority of the scriptures. I refer to the traditions of the church. I refer to the knowledge of the common people here, the collective knowledge. Yeah, I speak with some authority on my own, but that authority has been granted to me from God above, and I suppose from the community as you have elected me to be your pastor. But it's not an authority like Jesus's, where Jesus is fully divine. Jesus is God, and he speaks as if he is God, and he can do amazing things as God and in the name of God. So as we hear in the gospel, one of the wonderful deeds, referencing back to the psalm, one of the unbelievable things that are the works of his hands, he rebukes the spirit, be silent. And then he commands him to come out. Jesus eradicates the unclean spirit. He eliminates it. He rebukes it. He expels it. He evicts it. He throws it out on its face. Evicting, you know. Get out of here! That's the authority with which Jesus speaks and the effect he had. I asked you at the beginning of the service, what bothers you, what troubles you? And I asked you to go not just what bothers you and troubles you in your environment, in your society, or about other people, but what bothers you and troubles you about yourself? What is problematic for you? What's your problem? What is your problem? What affects you? What is your demon? Yeah. It's not a demon quite in the same way that Jesus met the demon, the unclean spirit. He, at that time, and there I suppose there still are, I haven't seen a person demonically possessed. I've certainly seen them in the movies. I've read about them, heard about them. They still happen in our society today. Many of us have demons, though, a little bit different. We're not possessed in a demonic way, but we still have demons. We have problems. We have struggles. We have difficulties, complications, the troubles. And Jesus doesn't come into our house and rebuke and evict the demon in the same way we hear in the gospel. But softly and tenderly, he comes up to us. And he touches us and invites us to be healed. Now, Jesus could just do a clean sweep. Jesus could just evict this demon of ours, this struggle of ours, this bad habit of ours, this personality trait of ours that is not holy, that is not welcome, that is our thorn in the side. He could just clean sweep and evict it out. He's got the power to do it. But the thing is that Jesus will not transgress our free will. God always honors our free will. And Jesus does too. Grace only builds on nature and doesn't supplant nature. A miracle can happen. That's changing nature. That is the clean sweep. But you see, we have to be willing to let the miracle happen to us. Again, God is not going to transgress our free will. The miracle only works with our cooperation. We need to cooperate with God's grace, with Jesus' healing touch, with his word of eviction. What does that mean? That means that personality trait that we want to get rid of? Well, we have to stop enjoying it. That habit that we want to break and get rid of? We have to stop enjoying it. We have to stop hanging on to it. We have to stop doing the same things in the same way that get us set up for the same thing. If we want to stop it, we have to stop it altogether. That psychosis that we want to get rid of, that old message that came to us from, I don't know, being bullied in school or from an abusive partner, the spouse who beat us or said negative things to us, that addiction, that psychological ailment, whatever it is, sometimes, even though we want to get rid of it, we enjoy it just a little bit. And that little bit that we enjoy it causes us to hang on to it. And so we say, Lord, come and heal us. Come and evict this demon. But maybe not right away, or maybe not in this particular situation. Or maybe we do it for a couple of days and like, well, maybe I could just do a little bit. Or, oh, I slipped into it, because habits are tough to change. You know what? I kind of enjoyed it. You see, Jesus has that authority, but only if we let him. Because our free will is something that he will always honor. Again, that habit, that personality trait, that addiction, that self-abuse or other abuse that we want to get rid of, that we want to change in our life. Last week I talked about what needs to change when we encounter our God. What needs to change when we hear the call. So God calls us to be holy. Holiness is loving others, loving God, and loving ourselves. And so if we want to love, we need to respect. If we want to hear, we need to listen. But to listen to that call and to hear that call means we need to change. And if we want to change, and especially if it's a drastic thing, but even if it's a little thing, excuse me, we need to let it. That old phrase of letting go and letting God. Have I really let go of this thing that I want evicted? Have I really let go of this demon? Or do I kind of still hold on to its pinky? Or maybe even its hand? Maybe we go arm in arm, or maybe I even embrace it. Some of us like our demons. We don't like them and we like them. We love to hate them and we hate to love them. Oh my goodness, if it was only easier. Like, okay, here's this whole puzzle of me and here's this puzzle piece that doesn't belong. So I just flip it out. I just hold it out there and God takes it away. Oh, no, it's not that easy. We need to keep going to God. We need to keep opening ourselves up. We need to keep saying, grace of God, come. Healing touch of Lord, come. Touch me. And touch me again and again and again until this is gone. In your holy name, as we hear in Deuteronomy, it's not in anybody else's name, not in my name, not in your name, but in Jesus' holy name. Come and speak the words of eviction. Be silent. Come out of that person. Let Jesus truly say that to us. We may cry, we may convulse, but if it's truly going to be gone, we need to cry out and say, Lord, take this from me. We need to convulse. We need to wrestle and let it go. Not hang on to it anymore. We can't be silent We can't be repugnant. What's the word I'm looking for? Reticent. That's it. Where we are willing, but not quite. We want to, but not really. It's a little bit of reticence. When it comes to Jesus, we're going to go big. We're going to go bold. We can't be reticent. Lord, come. Rip open my chest. Tear out that which is demonic of me. Take my brain out and get rid of that bad habit, that bad routine, that bad thought. Heal me. Make me clean. He calls to us and says, my child, I want to make you clean. My child, come to me. Let me change your heart, change your mind, change your soul, change your being. Come and let me touch you. Softly and tenderly he comes. He knows the troubles that we see, and he touches us. May we each have the grace to be open to the change that God would have in us to be holy. May we each be open to Jesus' holy touch, Jesus' healing touch. And may we be so completely, entirely, bigly, boldly. Can we do this? God invites us to do it. Jesus invites us to do it. Holy Spirit surrounds us and calls us. What's our answer? What's our answer to this Holy One of God? Do we just say, yeah, mostly, but not completely? Or do we say, I am yours. Take me. Take from me that which is not holy. Create in me a clean spirit, O Lord. Renew my heart from within. Make me a new person. Get ready, we're coming up to Lent. When we have 40 days of penance and penitence and reflection, where we go to our God and say, let all that is evil die on the cross with you so that I can rise on Easter morning a new person. Rise with Jesus. Rise with the power of the Holy Spirit. Rise up. Because you touched me and made me holy. That, my friends, is my prayer for myself and for each and every one of you. May God do this amazing work in us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.